Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man. Shit is crazy, y'all. Huh? Like, what am I gonna do? I gotta find a new job.
All right. Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. And on today's episode, we talk separate checks.
Separate checks.
Separate in checks.
The dreaded separate checks.
Listen, as usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people? How we doing out there today?
Listen, I don't want to have... Like,
let it out.
You get that table that they give you like six cards and there's four people.
Yeah.
Because two of them want to split something. What are you doing?
It's out of control.
It's out of control.
Separate checks, legit. I mean, cards are cards and numbers are numbers. I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? But separate checks should be strictly for business. And that's the only time I understand it 100%.
If you're breaking bread with somebody, you can figure out a check.
Yeah.
Okay? So you're on a two-top, you ain't getting no separate checks unless you're in business.
That's what I mean. Like,
that's it.
And you know what's so funny is half the time with the separate checks, you're talking like less than a dollar at most, no more than a $5 differential if you have a large party.
All the time.
All the time.
They're all always within... You know, there are some exceptions that we're going to get into.
Of course.
Right? But come on now. Like, let it go. Just throw up your two checks.
Throw up your two cards. Yes. Put it down the middle. It always balances itself out. Every time we go out, and we went out yesterday, and we just split the check evenly. I throw them a number, and we all pay the same amount. And
yeah. You know,
it doesn't matter who we had.
People didn't even eat.
Exactly.
I mean, the caveat is we are servers and, you know, but that's not even the reason why. Sometimes it's so annoying to go through something to be, you know.
Yeah, to itemize it and just
yeah.
to really, in the end, you're just nitpicking.
And inventorying. You're like, yeah. Well, you had, your drink was this and your drink was only $3 less. That's not how you want to live your life, people.
Yeah, come on now.
Come on now.
Life is too short.
Okay. I want you to consider, if you're going to consider separate checks, ask yourself if it's even necessary, right? And then if you both had meals and one of you didn't have a drink and one had, you're only paying for half a drink.
Yeah.
Half of a drink. Let it go.
Let it go. No, and I get the whole, you know, there's certain people out there that are, you know, they go out with their friends and like if your friend is drinking excessively, you know, like and they're like if they're drinking alcohol and you're mm-hmm. drinking water, and you have one meal and they have an appetizer and an entree. Okay, we get it at that point.
Yeah, but we're not saying split the check.
No.
We're saying not to separate the check.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah, look at what you got.
So if your friend
add that extra
ate $100 worth of stuff,
yeah.
Just put your little $30 on it and give
and
you
keep
know,
it moving. And keep it moving. Tell them to deal with the rest.
Yeah. I say 30 on this card.
Yep.
And Lush Bag over here got the rest.
Exactly.
That's it.
That's it.
You know, it's not too hard. We're not telling you to pick up the tab for your degenerate friend.
No.
And I understand that half the time you want separate checks is because you want to separate yourself from your cheap-ass friend.
Yeah. We get that part.
Okay. We get that part.
We get that part.
I'll cut a person off if, like, I realize how terrible they are. You know what I mean? I'm not hanging out with you again.
Yeah.
And so I get it. Several cards, no problem. But the separate thing, check thing, come on now.
And then what's the worst is like you'll have like a party of like 10, let's say. They all want to do separate, or they'll be like a family. And then, you know, they'll come to the table and be like, oh, at the end of the meal. And they knew. And when they set
you
their
knew.
Butt down that they needed separate checks.
You
okay?
knew.
So the rules of separate checks, if you're going to do separate checks off the rip – Make sure you let your server know in the beginning so they are completely organized.
That's rule number one.
Be considerate. Yeah. You know, like, don't just start ordering bottles and stuff like this here and there and then say, hey, can you split the check up? Like, at that point, we're lost.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
Once you start going to a tangent and everybody starts drinking heavily, we've lost track. Okay? So it needs to be, you know, I'm not telling you, dude, you can always do what you want, but if that's going to be the case, then pay the whole tab and then and you guys figure out as a family.
Exactly. There's rules to the game.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the rules. Yeah. And they're not that many.
No, there's not.
So no excuses.
You go
excuses.
Into it and let's see where we're at.
Well, you got into room number one.
Okay.
You're going to separate checks in the beginning.
Absolutely.
You walk in that door, hey, separate check. Yep. I don't want to hear it. Separate checks. Like you said, you'll be organized. If you order, if the bottle of wine comes out of your mouth, it's going on your check.
Exactly.
Okay? Don't all of a sudden at the end, I don't know who is going to have what. I wasn't paying attention. Blah, 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 blah. You know damn well you want separate checks. You've done separate checks before. It's not your first time out.
Exactly.
In the beginning, rule number one.
Let your server know immediately.
It almost might be the only rule, but there's more.
Yeah, there's going to be more, but yeah. But that's the golden rule if you're going to have the separate checks.
Love the way you put that. Golden rule. Okay? Now, rule number two. If there are more than four people at a table and couples and families are splitting, sit together.
Yes.
Okay? I'm not going like, oh, I'm with that person over there.
On that table.
And that. No. Yeah, no. No. It's getting messed up.
At least if your kids wants to move, like let's say you have kids and they want to move around after the fact, you put their little butt at that table when you're ordering and it's going to that table and you can figure out where it goes after that.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to. Once the food comes, roam on.
Yeah, do what you want. Okay. You can play musical chairs after the food hits the table.
Correct.
Okay. But wherever you were sitting at when I took the order is where the food is going to go to.
That's right. I'm not going to track you down. Yo, you ever go to a table and they switch it up and you're just talking to the wrong person? I don't look at your face.
No. Put drinks in front of the wrong person.
Yeah.
Like, where'd they go? I had my seat number. What did you
happen? I'm like, I'm sorry. This seat is getting this drink.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what you look like. Exactly. When I'm coming over, half the time I'm behind you anyway. I'm over your shoulder. You know,
you got to be either an outgoing or a known kind of.
Are you trying to say you got to be fine?
Yeah, I was about to say that. Well, I was not just saying that you have to be beautiful.
You got to be unusual. You got to stand out.
You got to stand out in the crowd.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be beautiful or crazy, but just.
You have to have engaged me.
You have to have a presence.
You have to have a presence.
Yes.
We talked about stuff.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
But something that doesn't remember me.
Hey, let me get a Cosmo, and then you go two seats over.
Yeah, and you're talking to whoever, and I have no idea. And your girlfriend next to her has the same black dress on as you. How am I going to figure out the difference?
No, I don't get. It could be a totally different person, man, woman. I may recognize, but I'm not. I operate, and this is for more than a four top. Okay, so we're talking six people.
Yeah,
eight, whatever.
A large party.
A larger party.
Because with smaller parties. You're not really.
You can only sit next to or across from. I got
exactly.
that.
Yeah. If I put it in the middle of the table, you can grab it. It's being arm-length distance away.
Exactly. Yeah. A four top, I got it. You know, we're talking. Listen, I don't know who you are. I've had people hand me two checks. Two credit cards.
Like I know their name.
Yeah.
Like I know what color card is theirs. Like. What do you mean?
Yeah, put mine on, you know, I was like, I don't know.
Who are you?
Yeah. You just gave me two cards. I look like Nostradamus.
I wouldn't be doing this if I knew the future people.
Exactly. And rule number three, I'm splitting the checks by the entire item. Don't try to split, like, okay.
I didn't even know that was a rule. Like, I don't even make, I know certain restaurants, they have the ability on their computers.
Ability?
It's not happening. It shouldn't exist.
It's not happening.
If you order something, it's on your check.
I don't even know how it's doing. I don't know how to do it. If you want, if it's like her birthday and two of you want to buy her, one of you are buying her meal.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not splitting her meal into two. No. Not happening.
If you're already doing crazy stuff like that, then you should have been on the initial, like we were saying, just give us a credit card, give us a number. Period.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Why am I even thinking about splitting an entree in half or
It's by, not happening.
Yeah, it should never happen. Okay. I don't know where these people come up with this stuff. I have some new service coming. You mean your computer doesn't? I was like, no, it doesn't do that. Okay. Who wants to split a brie three ways? I will go smack them in the face for you.
And half the time it doesn't work out.
Why would it?
It just messes you up.
It's a disaster.
And listen, let me tell you something. If you dare tell me at the end, and I'm busy.
Are you waiting?
Back burner.
You waiting?
Back burner.
Yeah, and then remember when the chip cards first came out?
Oh, it was a nightmare.
Oh, and doing separate. So the chip cards that first came out, and there and the restaurant we had worked at together, it was like a 30-second lag between each card. You know what I mean? So let's say a table of 10 needs split checks, and it's five couples. You know, and that table's wondering why you're back there for 10 minutes. Well, first of all, they probably didn't tell you till the end of the meal they need to split checks. True. So then you're splitting the checks. That's mm-hmm. like 3 or 4 minutes, okay? Then you got to go in there and get all their cards and organize everything. Go back, keep it all organized so nobody else gets, you know, mm-hmm. somebody else's stuff mixed up. The organization itself takes a minute or two, unless, because honestly, the people that put the stuff back in the book, half the time they don't even put it in the right plates. It's like, it's not organized.
I got a system, people.
I got to reorganize what you got to do.
Exactly.
And then I have to keep it organized and then bring it back out to you. And that's 30 seconds per car. So I'm gone for 10 minutes. And then you're at this point, oh, your kid's all tired or whatever happened. You should have told me in the beginning.
You shouldn't even have separate checks.
You should have just had, exactly. You should have said, we're going to split this five ways or five cars by.
And guess what? I got to wait behind somebody else doing separate checks.
Yeah.
And other people got to wait behind me. I am not stressing myself out.
You slowed the entire process down at the restaurant.
I look at people and I said, listen, this is going to take a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tell them off the rip.
If you want me to figure it out, it's going to be a while. So I guess you're not going to go anywhere for a little bit. I'm going to walk around here and do my job.
Be prepared.
Yes. If at all you tell me at the end and it's more than, if it's a two top, I got it.
Yeah. Two top is
you
two
know?
Top. But like I said, I'm two top shouldn't even have to be worried about. Like it should just be split down the middle anyways.
True.
Unless
if you followed our directions in the first place, yeah.
Unless it's an extreme. Unless it's like we said, like, you
just
know.
Put your 30 on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You keep it moving.
Yeah. you know, it's like two items, two drinks. You could do that.
Yeah.
Come on. You'll be all right.
The best is when you go to lunch with some, like, I'll be at lunch working,
mm-hmm.
and they'll get the same exact thing, okay, and they'll ask for split checks. I hand them the check, and I go, you guys know you had the same exact thing, right?
Same as brunch. They try to. I said, "Why?"
Yeah, everybody's paying the same amount.
Same.
It don't matter if you ate two dozen oysters and you ate one. Okay, you're paying what he's paying.
Same.
You should have ate more.
Yeah. Same. Okay. Stop it. So used to this stuff. We're putting an end to it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now. It's nuts. It's out of control.
It is out of control.
It's really just like...
It's not that hard. Apply yourself.
A little bit.
Or choose better people to hang out with.
And don't give me the whole excuse of, you know, I can't do math or anything. Everybody uses their phone for math now anyways. I mean, I still do it in my head, but the average person is hopping on their phone for everything else in the world. You can't tell me you can hop on that calculator and figure out how much you owe.
Yeah. Okay. You can round up if your item was $28.
It's 30 bucks.
Just say 30 bucks in your head
because it's tax and you know there's tax and all those.
Say 30 bucks,
and then
head.
From there you add the tip. So if it's 30 bucks, you know you're leaving 36. Keep it moving. Okay.
That's right.
You take that three, you multiply by times two.
But like if you're doing
that's your 20%.
If you're doing exactly. If you're doing your separate checks and not separate checks, but your hey, put 30 on the card, you should already know how to do the tip after that. If you're doing it in cash, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like practice, people. Practice. It'll save you time.
It'll save you sanity.
Yeah, and it'll save you getting donkey kicked by a lunatic server.
Yeah,
you never know if you're going to be the one that pissed somebody
that
off
snaps.
To the breaking point. You might be that story.
Yep.
You know, you don't want to be the story. You never know. You might just be that straw.
Yeah.
That straw.
Crack that camel's back.
That's right. Rule number four. Consider Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal, people.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's using it.
Listen, when we go out, what do? I grab up everybody's cash.
Yeah.
And I pay with my card.
Yep.
Because I like it. Did it last night.
Did it last night.
I like the points on my card.
Yeah.
So if you want the points on your card, just, you know, pay off your card with the cash and, you know, do your part.
Yeah.
But it's also less work for the server. They'll be back sooner.
Oh, when in a second.
You know,
that's one card.
They don't have to hunt for change for you, change for this person, card for that person. You know, like time is time for everybody.
Time is money across the spectrum.
When you're getting up and you're like, where is he? Where is he? It's like, you did it. You did this to yourself. You did this to me.
You did this to yourself. When you get up the table and it's been 10 minutes, you don't know where your check is at because you did split checks and you're all worried and my kid is crying and I'm just ready to go home and, well, you did all that to yourself.
Okay? Yes.
If you were organized or even cared about who you went out with to begin with, you wouldn't be going through it.
Yes. Follow the rules. There are not many. Four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Not even five.
No,
four.
There's no fifth.
There's no fifth. There's four. Golden rules, people.
Yes.
Live it, love it, learn it.
So we did all four already?
Yeah, man.
All right, so go back over them so everybody knows what they are.
No drum roll?
You can't find it.
Number one, tell your server in the beginning.
Yes, that's huge. That is the golden rule.
That is the golden rule. You're right. You're right. When you're right, you're right. Number two, if there are more than four at the table, sit together.
Yeah.
Okay? It'll be more efficient because sometimes when you skip around and things like that or something happens with the separate check and then at my place, I can't recombine.
No, I hear that, yeah.
I cannot recombine. So
once it's done, it's done.
When it's done, it's done. Then I got to separate off and re-ring and it's another
thing.
5 minutes, sorry for swearing. We're going to have to get that out.
You know? I kind of talked over. I think we'll be okay. I'll listen to a playback. It might sound like...
You know, so sit together. At least till the meal comes. Then you start roaming around. But if you want separate checks, there has to be some, you know, concessions on your part.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Keep going. So where we're at now.
And we're at number three. Don't try to split a meal.
That's just
okay.
That's absurd.
Don't try to split the individual items when you're doing it. Don't expect me to put the calamari on everybody's check.
Yeah, it's not gonna work.
It's going on somebody's check.
Yep.
And most likely the person that opened their mouth to get it, calamari for the table, you're getting it.
Yep.
Those are the rules. And number four, consider paying the entire check with your card or cash and absorb everybody else's. Now, cash doesn't make sense because the cash is the cash.
Yeah, or even better, how about this? If you're going to go out in a large group of people, why don't you just bring cash with you?
You can do that. Most people don't even have cash, so I'll
figure that out. That's what I'm saying. I'm just throwing out the extra.
I live with cash, but I like to use my card.
No, we talked. That's a valid – that's free money. We're not arguing the free money.
Not only that, I can see it.
Yeah.
You know, I can see that I spent X amount, you know, out that
cash
night and this and that. And cash just goes. I have to keep a receipt to understand what I did.
You don't realize till you get home and you realize you look in your pocket how much cash you're missing.
Yes.
Until you figure out how much you spent. Okay.
Yes.
You're like,
yeah.
I know I went out with like $500. Where is the rest?
Oh, yeah. That's dangerous, especially in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, I knew I had money. What happened?
What happened to it? Where'd it go?
You know, you do want some cash because it's fundamental for you to be able to navigate life easier.
Yeah, we're not talking about an exuberant amount. Like, I probably keep like $50 of cash on me at all times just because you can always just be able to, like, if you need to park, if you need to do little things where it's just easier.
Yeah.
That you might a little bit of cash.
Or they don't take your card or something happens.
Yeah. You have that backup plan.
Got to go to the backup.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, consider everybody, you know, just Zelling you, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo. There's a whole bunch of ways for you to recoup that money into your bank account straight. And you're good to go.
And it's immediate. Those things he just said are instantaneous, okay?
Yeah.
You see them immediately. So, you know, like with Zelle or not, no, Zelle's immediate. What is it? Venmo, it sits there and PayPal, I mean, Cash App sits there for a second, but
Have Cash App, but
I've never used it either, but I mean, I'm guessing, I think it's the same theory, right?
Did I ever tell you somebody tried to tip me with Cash App? I was like, nah. Cash. Not Cash App. Cash.
You keep the APP.
Yeah, you know me. Yeah, no. I'm not giving you my my information. Yeah. I don't even know how it works, but no. I'll turn it get off my lawn on that one.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I would forgive older people because, you know, they're kind of mistrusting of the technology and stuff sense. like that.
But those older people, hopefully, they either keep a little bit of cash on them or they're older people more susceptible to say, I'll just pay the tab.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not really, they're not dealing with the nonsense.
Or they'll have cash most of the time and stuff like that. But if you have, you know, credit card, consider, you know, gathering up everybody else's cash, pay with a card, and you're good to go. You don't have, we're not telling you to splurge on everybody. You're financially responsible.
We're not telling you got to pay for anybody else.
Yes.
We're just telling you when you go out,
leave the check alone.
You be prepared, you know, to know what's going on. Like I said, at the most, it should be if you go out with three friends and you're going to have a good time, don't worry about if his drink was $2 more than yours.
Correct.
You know, it, in the
don't
end,
don't be that guy.
Yeah, it'd be like, you're missing a dollar or two. Who cares? Okay.
Yeah.
Or you can say, hey, just leave a little bit more in your tip.
You can
balance it out. Like, I mean, I've seen people like, we've done that plenty of times. Like,
Oh,
I had, you know, X amount more. I was like, all right, then you leave the whole tip and this covered everything.
Yeah.
And I'll tell people that and they're like, oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
This way you can manipulate the system.
That's a great point. If you're going to, you know, on that, and that's on you, just split the checks and that $2 difference or whatever, you tip more.
Yeah.
And he tips $2 less.
Exactly.
Bang, old bango.
You're good to go.
You are good to go. And don't pull that. We're onto you, that whole one person paid cash, one, and we're going to split the check, and then you screw me on the other.
Oh, yeah,
thing.
That's the worst.
Okay. We're onto that.
Onto that.
Okay.
Where you only leave what's on your credit card receipt.
Yes.
The check was $200. They paid you cash, and then you only left 20 on your 100, and they gave you 140 or 120.
You're stealing my
knowing
money.
Knowing
yes.
that was that $20 was mine, and you were supposed to leave 40.
Yes. You're stealing my money.
Yep.
So say that again so they understand that we're onto them.
Onto them. Okay, so
okay.
If you go and you split a check, let's say you go out with a friend, right, and they give you $120 cash or $100, like the check's $200, they give you their cash, and you split it, and then you put the $100 up or you put whatever, you split it, you put the whole thing on yours, and you didn't pay the amount for the tip.
Yes, the full amount.
The full amount for the tip, not
yes.
for
$40.
Yes, not the
not
check was $200.
$20.
Okay,
yes.
They gave you cash, they left early, whatever they needed to do or what happened, and you didn't leave what you were supposed to leave.
That's right. you might get a confrontation.
All my servers will come together.
You know what I started doing? Sometimes, like when they say, oh, you know, they tell me at the end, like, oh, I got to go, separate checks. I said, well, if you go, we settle up the checks now.
Yeah.
I do everybody at once.
Yeah, I'll bang it all out in one shot.
Bang it all out at once.
This way there's no confusion about who had what or, well, that person left, but they had this. Well, you let them leave.
Yeah, this is on you.
That's you call them, say they owe you X amount of dollars. Because you guys all sat down together.
Yes.
I had nothing to do when they left.
Yeah. Oh, you want to split yours off? Okay, I'll give everybody that check.
Yep. This way there's no confusion.
I tell them. I said, because that's what happens. You know, people end up leaving, and then, oh, I didn't have this drink. That was a little,
Yeah, he had that. Of course he had that, because he left. Don't give me that.
We're on to you.
Yeah. Be sneaky.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not happening. I tell everybody, I said, you're either going to have to wait, or, you know, everybody's getting their check. I'm sorry. That's, we're going to.
And you can start a whole new one after they leave. I don't care. But that transaction is done.
That's just.
Yeah.
Am I getting burnt? Been burned too many times.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to wrap the show up there. And remember, use your common sense, although it's not so common. But we're trying. We're not trying. We are here.
We're here to learn you of the ways of the force.
That's right. And in the end, it saves you time and aggravation.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not, we're not doing these things just to only make ourselves, because you could be, you know what? It's one world, right? So you could just be a two top and you're saying, where's my server? And I didn't split separate checks, but somebody else did, and not follow these rules that we're telling you, and waste your time too.
Oh yeah, no.
So spread the knowledge.
We're not saying it to be rude or whatever. We need to be maximizing effectiveness for everybody we deal with.
Yes.
And that is the best way to do it.
Yes.
Okay. If we had all this time to be sitting to deal with one person, we'd have one table each, and we'd all be broken. We wouldn't be in this business.
No, no, no. So follow us on Instagram if you like the fun stuff or food stuff, at The Modern Waiter Podcast. And if you want to write us in for write into us with show ideas or comments and, you know, sozos and such, we are themodernwaiter@gmail.com. We'll see you next time. If you do enjoy our show, feel free to tell a friend. Pass it on.
Have a
share.
Friend tell a friend.
Have a friend tell a friend. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll see you next week, next time on the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph,
I'm
the
Danny
Modern
Davila.
Waiter.
I'm Danny Villa. And subscribe, 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 people. See you next time.
Later. I need money. I won't lie. Man, I try. Got a 9 to 5, but still sell live. Hard to make money when you're stuck getting high. If I had a Glock 9, shit, I might try to hit a bank like them set it off guys. I got a criminal mind just to plot out shit. I got the heart of a bootlegger burning disc. I got the eye of a forensic specialist. I see detail, retail for big sales. I need to get a bucket and drain the well. I need Dame Dash money.
Why?
Why?
If you
Why?
Have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this.
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.